Would you like to go for a visit to Kew Gardens? Well, we encourage lots of visitor attractions to look at their accessibility services, especially for blind or partially sighted visitors. Well, the garden does offer some assisted and guided tours, so to tell us more, we have with us Justine Parker from Kew.
Hello, Alan. Thank you for inviting me.
So tell me, first of all, Justine, a little bit about Kew.
Well, Kew Gardens is London's only World Heritage site. We are a botanical garden in the southwest of London and striving to be as accessible as possible to all of our visitors.
It must be an amazing place in spring and summer, but it's an all-year-round place to visit as well?
Yes, there's always something to see. The garden evolves and changes through the seasons throughout the year, and you get a different landscape, not only in each season, but at each point of each season. It's quite a sensory experience. And we've recently been developing a self-led trail, which will help visitors to explore, and it's the north end of gardens, because obviously we're such a big site, listening to sound and listening to the sounds of the garden. And we've done that in partnership with several different audiences, and one focus group that we got in were a group who had sight loss or lost the vision completely, and we had very, very good feedback from that. So we're actually going ahead and we're going to publish that, and people can pick that up as they arrive at the gardens, and with a friend or a partner, somebody who's sighted. And it's a self-led visit, so you would pick up the map at the front desk or whichever gate you come into and explore the gardens together, and it just helps you to take maybe a different route, listen to the sounds and the landscape of the garden. So there's different sounds in different areas, and you go through the woodland garden and through the rock garden with all its cascades and water features, and then up to, we've got a secluded garden, which is the closest thing we have to a sensory garden, and onto our hive installation, which is very sensory all by itself. And then you finish off by walking along Kew Gardens' main boardwalk, just listening to nature's conversation. It takes about an hour.
Tell us about the hive. What's that? Sounds interesting.
The hive is an installation that we've had on site for a couple of years now, which we thought we might be quite temporary, but we've been very lucky and managed to get longer-term planning permission. And it is an extraordinarily beautiful sculpture, which is designed by Wolfgang Buttress, and it represents a hive, a beehive. It's actually interwoven with LED lights and also with a sound system. It's connected remotely to a beehive, to a live beehive with a colony. And as the colony move and go about their daily business, the hive at the installation itself, I mean, I suppose you could refer to it as a sculpture, responds. And the lights flicker on and off as the bees move around. But there's also a soundscape which is activated by their movement as well. It's quite beautiful.
Sounds amazing.
And it's accessible. We have a wheelchair ramp and because it's elevated off the ground.
So it's a real all-round visitor experience. And you can come along, as you say, with someone else and do the walks independently. Are there guided tours of the gardens at all?
There are, Alan. We're very, very lucky that we received Heritage Lottery funding to help us restore the Temperate House, which we reopened last year. So we had to, took 5 years to fully restore that and reopen it. I'm actually overseeing a programme called Plants and Wellbeing. And in response to that, at the beginning of last year, we introduced a free bi-monthly guided sensory walking tour. And we wanted to just trial that and see how popular it was. And we had really good attendance. So we started in February and then until the second Sunday in December 2018. Attendance has been growing. So this year, I'm pleased to say that we're going to offer that on the second Sunday of every month at 11:30. And we will be doing, you know, sensory safaris around the gardens. It's a free offer.
Such a great way for people to enjoy the Kew Gardens site, all that's going on there. If people are interested in this, Justine, and would like some more information, what's the best way to get in touch?
You can telephone Monday to Friday, 9:30 till 3 p.m, 0208 332 5643. Or you can email us, and the email address is discovery@ kew.org, and it's the word Kew, K-E-W.
Justin, let's hope lots of people do take advantage of what I'm sure will be a wonderful experience. And thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.